Before we begin some of the halachas we're going to be discussing today, just two very general comments about sukkahs. One is that there is a machlokas about why we build sukkos nowadays, why we have a mitzvah to build sukkos. It's a machlokas in the Tanoim. Is it because the fact that Klal Yisrael were protected in the Midbar by the Anonei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he protected us in the desert? Or is it because the Klal Yisrael sat in huts? They sat in sukkos, actual physical structures, when they came out of Mitzrayim. So, and when they were in the desert. So that's the machlokas. Is it sukkos mamish? That's the second opinion. Or is the first opinion the Anane HaKavod? Both seemingly are reflective of some type of protection that we enjoyed while we were in the Midbar. I believe the Rokeach writes that that's not the reference to sukkos mamish. Sukkos mamish means during when we were being Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, when we entered Eretz Yisrael, and until we had a firmly established residence in Eretz Yisrael, so we lived in temporary dwellings, and that's what we're commemorating with the Sukkos Mamish. But Lamaisa, in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that the reason is because of Anonei HaKavod. And then the Bach notes that it's very strange to paskin a machlokas like this. Seemingly this is a question about the source of the mitzvah, maybe some of the deeper meaning behind the mitzvah, but it doesn't seem to have a halachic ramification, and therefore it's strange that it's paskined in Shulchan Aruch. And based on this, the Bach, his commentary in the Tur, suggests that Sukkos is a unique mitzvah. We don't find this by too many mitzvahs, maybe by tefillin, some other mitzvahs, that part and parcel of the mitzvah is to have kavanah for what the mitzvah was established for. And if a person doesn't do that, so it could be that he's not even yotzei the mitzvah. This is because the pasuk says, "Laman yedu doroseichem kibbutz sukkos hushafti es bnei Yisrael." Hashem says that for generations we need to know that Hashem put us in sukkah protection. Either means that He gave us metaphysical protection, some type of miraculous, better protection by giving us the Anane HaKavod, or it means the fact that we dwelled in huts, but that we were protected while we were in the Midbar. And we pass Anane HaKavod, the Bach suggests that means that le'ikuva, a person needs to have kavana when he's sitting in the sukkah, that the reason he's doing it is in order to fulfill the remembrance, l'man yedu doroseichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us with the Anane HaKavod. Now, some of the Achronim ask, why is it that this miracle of Anane HaKavod is commemorated more than other miracles? We know that there was the Be'er, there was the Mun. Those seem equally miraculous, the fact that there was food from heaven, or that there was a miraculous well that followed them in the Midbar. Why is cloud protection, Anane HaKavod, singled out? The B'nai Yisoschar writes, that, and others suggest, that the fact that there was food and drink, that is a necessity. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us into the desert for 40 years, so He needs to provide food and drink, or else we're going to die. That's something that's basic. But the Anane HaKavod went beyond what was the basics. The Anane HaKavod, the Midrashim tell us how they would smooth the land and kill the snakes and scorpions and protect them from enemies. That was something that went beyond what was required, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as He was providing them the basic necessities of food and drink, He didn't have to give them this extra comfort of dwelling within the Anane HaKavod. And therefore, the Anane HaKavod symbolized an extra chiba, an extra loving relationship that we experience, or that we enjoy as being the Am HaNivchar. And therefore, that's what we are celebrating, the fact that we were zocha to those Anane HaKavod. And therefore, that's the first point that's very important. Certainly on the first night, we're going to see soon that eating in the first night is the most strict requirement of all of Chag HaSukkos in terms of eating in the sukkah, is the first night. That's something that's learned out from a Gezeirah Shavah from the first night of Pesach. Just like on the first night of Pesach, there's an absolute chi of teat matzah, so too on the first night of sukkah, there's an absolute chi of teat in the sukkah. The rest of Yontif, if you want to eat, you eat in the sukkah. If you don't want to eat formal meals, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. That's your choice. But on the first night, you must eat in the sukkah. And therefore, while you're eating, in order to... It could be in order to fulfill the mitzvah, but let's at least say to fulfill the mitzvah properly, you need to have specific intent in mind that the reason why you're sitting in the sukkah is to commemorate and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Anane HaKavod. And this, again, this is an anomaly in halacha. In general, the halacha is mitzvos are not tzrichos kavana. Generally, we don't need to have the deeper intent of a mitzvah in mind in order to fulfill the mitzvah. You do have to have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. If a person is blowing the shofar lashir, if he's doing it just to play a song, so he's not yotze the mitzvah of shofar. He has to have in mind that he's blowing the ram's horn in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. But the deeper meanings of what the shofar represents, that he doesn't have to have in mind. That adds, certainly, that's a hider to the mitzvah, but it's not required for the etzem chiyuv. But it could be that when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkos, if a person does not have in mind the ta'am, the reason for the mitzvah, the idea that we're commemorating the Anani HaKavod, so then you wouldn't be yotzei. And this is because of the pasuk of Laman Yedu Doroseichem, and is also hinted to in the fact, or is implied from the fact, that the Shulchan Aruch writes in his halachic work, in the Shulchan Aruch, that the sukkos are there to commemorate the Anani HaKavod. Okay, that's point number one. One other introductory point is in regards to the how we refer to the yontiv in davening. We always refer in Kiddush and davening to Sukkos as Zman Simchaseinu. And this is a famous question that everybody asks. Why should Sukkos be Zman Simchaseinu any more than the other Yom Tov? And Pesach is also a time of Simcha. Shavuos is also a time of Simcha. But yet by Pesach we say Zman Cherusenu, and by Shavuos we say Zman Matan Torasenu. So what's the story by Sukkos? We just didn't know what to say. We didn't have a specific enough term, and therefore we used the general term of Zman Simchaseinu. Is that the idea? So the Yachronim suggests that this is not the case. The Levush, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, says, first of all, on the most basic level, on the agricultural level, because we know all of the Chagim, all of the Shalosh Regalim are all connected to the agricultural cycle. And this is the time, Sukkos is the time of the Asif, of bringing in from the fields all of the produce. The truth is that, if we would look at all of the Chagim, Pesach, and this is the Bali Tosis right in their Perish and Chumash, Pesach doesn't say Simcha at all in the Torah, actually. We have a general statement of Samach v'Chagecha, which we assume refers to all of the Chagim, but by the Pesukim of Pesach, it doesn't say the word Simcha anywhere. And that's because at the time of Pesach in Nisan, in the spring, so nothing has been collected yet from the fields. By the time you get to Shavuos, so we know, truth is by Pesach we do start to harvest the barley. That's why we bring the Karban Omer from the barley, but that's not considered Machal Adam. When it comes to Shavuos, when we bring the Shtei Alechem is brought from wheat, and that's because the Chita, the wheat, is collected, is harvested Shavuos time. So by Shavuos, it says in the Torah, Simcha once, and that's because there's already a certain level of Simcha because we're bringing in the wheat, and the wheat is a staple for man's survival. But yet the fruits have not yet been collected at that time in Shavuos. But by the time you get to Sukkos in the fall, so that's when all of the fruits off the trees, not just the produce in the fields, but the fruits of the trees are also harvested, and therefore Sukkos is the time where everyone is very, very happy on an agricultural level, because that's the time when all of the produce, both the field and the fruits, have been harvested. In addition to that, it's a special time of Simcha because it follows right after Yom HaKippurim. And after Yom HaKippurim, everyone is clean from all of the sins that they've had. Everyone has gotten kapara. And therefore, there's this extra heightened level of Simcha because of this, the Simcha of being clean and of having received kapara for our sins. And therefore, the Bali Tosfos say that Simcha is written many, many times, three times. Could be for the tfua in the field, and for the peros, and for the mechila savonos, because it says usmachta mitnei Hashem Elokeichem in regards to the lulav. It says v'samachta b'chagecha, and it says v'yisa ach sameach. All of those statements are made specifically by Sukkos, and therefore we have three references to Simcha, and therefore Sukkos more than Shavuos and more than Pesach is a time of heightened Simcha. The Levush only counts two times because of that pasuk of Samachta lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, so that he learns is specifically about the lulav. That's not about the chag of Sukkos itself. But whether it's two times, whether it's three times, the point is that the word Simcha appears more often by Sukkos than it does by Shavuos, where it says once, and by Pesach, where it doesn't say it at all. And even though we do learn out the din of Simcha from its references in Sukkos to the other Chagim, but we see that the headquarters of the Simcha of Yontiv is focused on Sukkos. And therefore, there's this extra V'samachta V'chagecha is something that's connected specifically to Sukkos. That's something we should have in mind also. The Rambam famously writes about the tremendous simcha that comes through mitzvos. He writes that in his section, just going with the halachas of sukkah and lulav, because that is the pinnacle of simcha comes at the time of sukkahs. We had the simcha spesa shoeva. So all of these elements of simcha all come together on sukkahs, and therefore sukkahs is referred to not just because we're using a generic term, we don't have something specific to say about sukkahs, but because sukkahs is a time of heightened simcha. When the Suda begins, so you make Kiddush. After making Kiddush, so we make the Bracha of Leishev Basukah. The reason we do Kiddush first is because first, the Mishnah Berurah says, first we have to be, the Yom has to be sanctified, and we'll have a Yichag. And afterwards, once there's a Yantiv, so now you're Chayiv in the midst of Yeshiva Basukah. So first you say Kiddush, and we're Mekadesh the Yom. Then you make a Leishev Basukah. And afterwards we make a Shachianu, and the Shachianu comes at the end because it's both on the Kiddush Hayom and it's also on the mitzvah of Sukkah itself. There's a special halacha regarding the achila of bread on the first night of Sukkot, and that is the mitzvah of Sukkah in general is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah that is opportunity based. What does it mean? It means that if a person doesn't want to eat or if he doesn't want to sleep, so then he has not chayiv to be in the sukkah, theoretically, on a purely halachic level. Certainly there's a big inyan, because the whole point is to turn our diras kevin to a diras arai. The whole point is to take our home and turn it in and make the sukkah our home. But in terms of when we're chayiv to be in the sukkah, so if you don't want to eat, you're not chayiv to be in the sukkah. If you want to eat, then you have to eat in the sukkah. This is true throughout the entire yontif, except for the first night. And this is because the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin, learns a gezeirah shava, 2-2, tesvav, tesvav, that we learn from there an equation between the mitzvos of tesvav nisan, where we have the mitzvah of achilas matzah, over the sukkahs. And therefore, since there's a parallel, since on Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. The only time you have to eat matzah is on the first night of Pesach, when there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. So too, on Sukkot, we learn from it, is an achiyuv to eat a kezayis of bread in order to have a suda in the sukkah on the first night. The rest of yontif, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Or if you want to eat only fruits and vegetables, and never to be chayiv officially to eat in the sukkah, so you don't have to. But on the first night, you do. Now, this creates an interesting kula. Well, I guess we can look at it as a kula, because in general, in order to be chayiv to eat in the sukkah, and certainly to be over in the isser of eating outside of the sukkah, you have to be eating a kebetza of pas. However, on the first night, it would be usher to eat, it seems, it would be usher to eat even a kezayis, which is a smaller amount. A kebetza is the size of an egg. A kezayis is, say, half of an egg, a third of an egg. A kezayis is smaller than a kebetza. So you're chayiv to eat even a kezayis within the sukkah on the first night, and this is because the limud of tesvav learns out from the mitzvah of matzah. And by matzah, just like by matzah, the shir achila, the amount, the requisite amount that you need to eat in order to be yotzei, the mitzvah of matzah, is to eat a kezayis. So too on sukkahs, the amount that you must eat in the sukkah on the first night is the kezayis. And this is, again, this is a little ironic, because in general throughout yontif, where there isn't an actual chiyuv, but when is one over on the isser of eating outside, or when is one chayiv to eat inside the sukkah, that's if he's eating a kibetza, an egg volume of bread. However, on the first night, so we have that amount, the chiyuv is triggered already kezayis before you get to a kibetza. The truth is there are other halachos that we learn out from Tesvav, that the post can learn out from the mitzvah of matzah being carried over to Sukkot. So what are they? We've already discussed two. One is the etzem chiyuv, the actual chiyuv, the fact that there is a chiyuv to eat a kezayis, or to eat an amount of bread in the sukkah, and that the mitzvah is a mitzvah chiyuvis on the first night, and not just something that mitzvah kiyumis, not just something that you have to do when you find yourself in the situation, but you must go out of your way to go and eat in the sukkah. So that's the etzem chiyuv. That's the first thing that we learn. The second thing that we learn is this downgrade from a kibetza amount to a kezayis amount. A third thing that we learn is that the kezayis that's going to be eaten in the sukkah must be done when it's vaday night. In general, we add on to, we have the ability to add on to a Shabbos, add on to a Yontiv. We have an idea of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontiv. And there's a big discussion in Lumdus. Does that actually change the reality that it's now already nighttime, or it just means that we bring in Yontiv early? A person can ask, does that only trigger a Isra Malach, or does it really create Kedushas Hayom early? But without getting into all those discussions, the halacha is that you have to wait until Vaday night, Mishatechshach, until it's dark, in order to eat the Kezias and the Sukkah. And this is learned out from the Seder night. That Seder night also, there's a Chiyah, there's a discussion there in the Nosei Kehem and the Shulchan Aruch. Is that because of a Hekesh overtook Arbin Pesach, or is that for other reasons? But Lamaisa, you have to wait until actual nighttime, after Tzeis HaKochavim, in order to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Matzah, on the first night of Pesach. So Hu Adin, we learn out similarly that on Sukkah, in order to eat that first Kezias, you need to, in order to eat that first Kezias, on Sukkot, you need to do that after it's Vaday night. So that's the third thing that we learn. One fourth thing that we learn, which is interesting, this is quoted by the Ramah. The Ramah says that you have to eat that Kezias before Chatzos. Where do we get this idea from? They have to eat it before Chatzos. This is the same place, from Tesvav Tesvos, from Sukkot Chav Zayin. That just like, since the whole Chiyuv of Achila on the first night in Sukkot, that it's a Vaday Chiyuv, is learned out from Tesvav, from Matzah, so too by Matzah, you have to eat by Chatzos. It's really a Machlokas, as we know. Is it Chatzos, or is it Alos HaShachar? Since we are a choshesh that it's by Chatzos that you have to finish eating the Karban Pesach, and therefore the matzah needs to be eaten by then, so too, the same thing would be by Sukkot. So those are a number of halachos that we learn out from this din of Tesvav. Because of this halacha, so people are careful to try to eat a kezias right away in the beginning of the meal, right after amotzi, to eat a kezias, and to not talk, and to make sure that the Idika Zayas are ben, or to be Yotze, there's a din. Now, the not talking, it doesn't seem like that's because of a din of a hefsek, and it's mafsek, and the achila. It's more because we don't want you to talk, and then drag out the eating, and not to eat the kezias in time. And time, in general, in these halachas, means around 2 to 3 minutes, because of taking a strict understanding of the shir of kedei achilas pras. Which could be from 2 to 3 minutes up to maybe even a lot more than that, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. But for this halacha, we assume that it's around 2 to 3 minutes, and we don't talk in order to make sure that we're able to finish it in that time. But the truth is, there are poskim who talk about swallowing the entire kezias at one shot. But the truth is that a kezias, we sometimes, you know, sometimes we think about matzah, and really at matzah we're eating two kezias. To eat a kezias is not really a tremendous amount. Rabbi Bodner, in his book on the kezias, says, I think it's like a seventh or an eighth of a bagel. It's like a third or a half of a slice of bread, of regular white bread. It's not a big amount. It's a matchbox amount. It goes by the volume of around a matchbox. So we're not talking about a tremendous amount of challah. It's a couple of bites of challah. So to eat a couple of bites of challah within 2 to 3 minutes is not a very challenging task. So again, the eating, the talking, it doesn't seem like it's a hefsek so much. But that's the minhag. People don't have the practice. If you don't have the practice, so you might notice that people try it at the very beginning of the Suda to eat a kezias of challah before they talk, in order to be, yotzei this din of the tutu of the gzeirah shava from Pesach. However, I should add that even though b'di'eved, certainly, if you talked, you yotzei the achila. But Rav Sternbach in Tshubas V'Hanhagos does bring down in Inyan that it could be that the bracha of the Leishev Basukah on the first night is chal on that original eating of a kezias, and therefore it's important not to speak in order to not be mapsik between the Leishev Basukah and the Achilas kezias Rishon. That would mean, though, not to really speak from when you make the Leishev at Kiddush. You know, in other words, not to schmooze on the way to washing, and to not speak until after you've eaten the first kezias. So that's what Sternbuch brings down. It seems to not necessarily be the me'ikra din, but he himself brings it down as an extra chumrah or an extra hidur to not speak from when you make the leishev until you until you've eaten finished eating the first kezias. And he even brings down
there in this Jewish Anhagos, in the fourth Chelek, he quotes a Mechida who says that when you eat the first Kazayas, you should have Kavana not only to Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah, but also have Kavana to be Yotze, this special din, or this special mitzvah of Achila Be'Leil Rishon of Sukkahs. That we have this special mitzvah, because of the Gezeirah Shavah, to eat a Kazayas on the first night. And therefore he says that that's what should be done. I will note that in Halicho Shlomo, then, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so he brings it down, not as an isra to speak, but he brings it as a hiddur, as a chumrah, to not speak. And therefore, as I said, it's something nice to do. Certainly in terms of making sure that you eat a kezayis within Kedei Achilas Pras, that you should do. That we're not discussing as a chumrah, that's to be mekayim the din of the gzeirah shavah. The issue that we're bringing up, which is an additional chumrah, is the question of can you speak it all in between? Meaning to eat a kazayas is not a tremendous amount of food. So to eat that within 2 or 3 minutes, you could probably do even with having a light conversation. So some are makbid not to do that, and others are more meiko as long as they make sure that they eat the kazayas.
After the meal, when it's time for benching, so there is an insert that we add on Sukkos, and that is Harachamar Hu Yakim Lenu Sukkos David Hanofelos. Now that is Sukkos specific. In general, on a Yontiv, you always have an addition, which is Harachamar Hu Yanchilenu Yom Shekula Tov. Right? On Shabbos, Harachamar Hu Yanchilenu Yom Shekula Shabbos Umenucha L'chayo Lamim, we add. And on Yontiv, we add Harachamar Hu Yanchilenu Yom Shekula Tov. But on Sukkos, we say Harachamar Hu Yanchilenu Sukkos David Hanofelos. And the question is, what is the relationship between these? What do we say? So the Prima Gadim says that you would say both, meaning on Yantiv, the first night of Yantiv, you would say Harachamun Yanchilenu Yom Shkula Tov, plus, which is for Yantiv, plus in addition, you would add Harachamun Yakim Lanu Sukkos Dovid HaNofelos, which is Sukkos specific. After Yantiv's over, meaning when it's Chol HaMoed, so then you're not going to say Yom Shkula Tov, that's only for Yantiv itself, not for Chol HaMoed, but you would continue to say Harachamun Yakim Lanu Sukkos Dovid HaNofelos. And in fact, the Prima Gadim writes that if the first day of Yantiv is Shabbos, so then you would say Harachamun Yanchilenu Yom Shkula Shabbos Umenucha L'Chayolamim. Plus you would say Yom Shkula Tov. Plus you would say Harachamun Yakim Lanu Sukkos Dovid HaNofelos. However, others learn that Harachamun Yakim Lanu is only said on Chol HaMoed, which means that on Yantiv we say Harachamun Yanchilenu Yom Shkula Tov, and that's on the first day of Yantiv and the second day in Chutz Laretz. But when it gets time for Chol HaMoed, that's when we include Harachamun Yakim Lanu. So we have a different minhagim about whether Harachamun Yakim Lanu is said throughout Yontiv or only on Chol HaMoed.